The Gemara says two psukim according to the Bchoras Davov on the base, two psukim to tell us that cholov, milk that's produced from a camel, is also. That means cholov of a behemoth meya is also to drink. One posik is because it says twice gomel, and one posik is because it says esa gomel. One is the fear of Shimon, one is the fear of Rabbanan. Both psukim come to tell me that cholov of a behemoth meya is also to drink. The Gemara says, why do we need a special posik? Omer le Ravacha brei de rove le Ravashi. Elo me'ato. Taimer de Rabbonon mi gomel, v'Reb Shimon me'esa gomel. Ola avochi, if we didn't have these two psukim to tell us that milk from a camel, from a behemoth meya is also, Avamina cholov de behemoth meya, sure, we would think, without the posik there is also, we would think that it's mutar to drink cholov of a behemoth meya. So Gemara asks, "Ma'ishno me'od etanya hatmeim lesser tziron v'roitzvon v'kipor shalem." We have a special pasuk that says hatmeim. Hatmeim is the extra hay, or the extra wood. It says ela hatmeim lochem b'chol asher, to tell us that the foods, the animals, the insects that are also to eat, so it's also to eat the juices that come out of them. So milk from a camel is also like one of the juices that come out of the camel, so it should be also to drink. So the Gemara, so why do we need a special posuk to say that it's also? We have this general klal that it's anything that comes from a, that's derived from a behemoth meya is also. The Gemara answers, Itzrich, we need the posik. Talkedai tochamine hoil de behemoth tohoiro nami chidushu dom amar dam nechav nase cholov v'kivam de chidushu be behemoth neo nami lishteri komash melon. That even by behemoth tohoiro, the fact that we could drink milk at all, even from a kosher behemoth, from a cow, or from a goat, is also a chidush. It should have been also. But since the Torah was mechadesh a new chidush, that behemoth tahora is mutar to drink its milk, so we would think that chidush is the general chidush for all milk, that all milk is mutar to drink, even from a behemoth meya. That's why we need komash melon, that's why we need a special posik to say that even though you're allowed to drink milk from a behemoth tahora, but from a behemoth meya, it's also to drink milk. So what's the chidush? Domar ma'ar dam nechav v'naseh cholom. That, how does the Gemara is talking about a woman who gave birth, so she is yearning the baby from her milk, and the how is the milk produced? From dam. The dam turns into milk. It's a certain process, the body turns the dam into milk. So Manela, we should have been also because it really is comes from dam, and dam is also. And the Torah was marbe that you're allowed to drink milk from a behemoth Torah. So Mamela, we would think from a behemoth may also it's a gzeras hakos of a heter cholov. Kamash melon that not. We'll stop for a minute. On this Gemara, there's a mokin of Rome. The Rosh and Brachas in Ketzad Mevarchin in Simen Lamed Hei brings down a Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says there's a certain animal. I imagine that it's the moose, the Canadian moose. It has a pouch, a gland, that produces a certain liquid. It's called muscat. And that liquid is used for besomim. Some say they used it in the ketores. And it's taken, it's the blood of the animal comes into that gland and it turns it into this kind of perfume, this besomim. And sometimes it could be used in foods for like a spice. So the question is it mutter to drink it or not? Because this animal is not a kosher animal. It's because it comes from dam. The dam of the animal, dam is also to eat, and the dam turns into perfume. So the shalas is, are we allowed to eat it? Rabbeinu Yonah says that you're allowed to eat it. It's mutter b'achila. Why? Because even though it was dam, but it changed. It completely changed its metzius, and now it's something entirely different. So menela, it's mutter. I mean, Rabbeinu Yonah says that a food that changes itself completely is mutar ba'achila. And he brings a raya, dvash dvorim, honey that the bees produce, were allowed to eat, even though a lot of times there's insects or feet from the dvorim and a dvora bee is also to eat, and it once it's in the honey turns that into honey also. It changes its mitzias from being part of an insect into dvash, and it's mutar to eat. So the same thing, it would be mutar to eat the musk that comes out of this animal, even though it came from dam, but it was nishtane. So the Rosh Ekson, and the Rosh says, who says that Dvash is mutar? Maybe Dvash also is also to eat the nevelos of the shrosim that are inside. I mean, you need a raya for that also. So the Rosh says that Nishtane itself is not a reason to become mutar to eat. So the question is, the Magen Avraham asked from this Gemara and Choros. The Gemara says that since dam necher v'nasechol of the dam changes into milk, it should have been also to eat. Only there's a chidush that it's mutar. So we see, even though it was nishtane, it was dominant, became cholov, so it was nishtane. So of course it should be mutar to eat lefi Rabbeinu Yona. So what's the reason that he says it's mutar? The Gemara says the opposite. There's a bira gro. This was in Simar Resh Tezayin in Orach Chaim, Sif Kotten Gimel, the Magen Avraham. The gro says, Ishtamitze, he says that he should have known there's a ran in Avodah Zorah. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah says that dvash from goyim is mutar. The Gemara says, why is it mutar? Because there's no reason to answer it. Lamai nechuslo, what should we be afraid? That maybe they mixed into it something? So what they mixed in is Misra, and it's mutar. So the ran learns in one shot that anything you mix in with dvash, first it becomes like ratan, it becomes soruach, and then it turns into dvash. And it brings the Gemara and Tumura. The Gemara and Tumura says that a chicken, a froach, that's hatched from an egg of a chicken that's treifa, and has an egg, you're not allowed to eat the egg. If this egg produced a chicken, came out from it a chicken, you're allowed to eat it. Why? But it's yoytzim in atome. The egg itself was also bachila because it was from a terefa. So the chicken that comes out of the egg should also be also bachila. We have this klal, atmeim lesor tzion barotron, than anything that comes out of yoytzim in atome is tome. Or we learn it out from basayano, like the Rambam brings down. There's a special posik basayano that a beta of a oak tome is also. So the Gemara says that the reason we're allowed to eat the chicken that came from a besas of treifa is because the first when the chicken is sitting on the egg, at first the inside of the egg becomes like afra, it becomes like dirt, it becomes misrach, it's not a ochel, it becomes it's boto, it's metzias, and then from that comes out a new chicken. So Menela doesn't come from the same source as before. So it's changing over into a different Metzius. So that's what the Ran says. That's why Dvash, anything that falls into the Dvash turns into Dvash, and it's Mutar, even though it was Shrotzim, because those Shrotzim first became Misrach. They became Rokuv, Ratan. And then from that, it became into Dvash. So it's Mutar, just like the egg, because it changes into Ofer, and from Ofer it becomes that. So the Gro obviously means to say that since Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that the musk is mutar, even though it came from dam, just like the dvorim or the dvash of the dvorim is mutar because it's misrach, so also the musk becomes from dam because it's misrach on the way, and then it becomes musk, so memela it's mutar. Mashenken Cholov, I would imagine that he's answering that Cholov became from the dam. It wasn't Misrach on the way, it just turns in, the dam somehow turns it into Cholov. That's one terrace the Gro says on the Kasha of the Magen Avraham. There's also a Chazonish that he says the difference between how the dam makes the Cholov and how the dam makes the mus, so that's, it's hard to understand exactly what he means. Musk is a. I'm shown now that musk means a deer. But the way it's mentioned in the Rosh, the Rishonim, it says that it's a chaya that has a chatoteris, it has a hump. And a moose has a hump in Sot Musk, so I'm not sure. It's either a deer or a moose. That's one part of being in this Gemara. Then there's a Hemshech. The Gemara says, so the cholov is a chiddush. It should have been also because of dam, and now it's mutter. So we would think tamei is also mutter. Kamashul on a posik that it's also elo lemadamari borel misparkin emenu beinafshech chozer soleo adasrim barbo chodesh meikel emema. But there's the mandomar that cholov is not derived from dam. So memela cholov is always mutter. So what you need a posik to aser. Cholav of a gomol, it should be also because of Yetze. So the Gemara says, "Salk itzrich, salk about chamine hoil veleke mididosi mechay b'shari yerachmone by cholav keiver minachayu b'shari." We would think that anything that comes out of a balchai should be also, because there's nothing that comes from balchai that's mutter. It should be like eiver minachay. Vilkach afilu bebeim otmeo lishtri. Only the Torah said a chiddush that cholav is mutter. So we would think that it comes from a behemoth tamei is also mutter. Chumashulah, that it's also. So the shaila is, what's the pshat of the Gemara? The shach says, smashma, that he says that the hava mina would be that cholov is also because of eiver minachai. Or maybe not mamish eiver minachai, because eiver is bosar gidim batsomu, so it would be like bosar minachai. So there's Rabbi Akiva Eger asks, how could it be like bosar minachai or eiver minachai? That would only be good if you say behema b'chaye olevorin umedes. That means a whole behema, while it's alive, it has a din like eiver minachai, and eiver minachai is also. So memela, the cholav that comes out of it is also eiver minachai. But if behema b'chaye is lav levorin umedes, so memela it should be it should be that it's mutter, it's not eiver min achai. So why do we say that cholav is also? On that, the Noda Yehuda says that we would say it's like yoytze min ha'isur of enos vucho. That because the behemah is also, because you have to shecht without shechita, it's also to eat from the behemah. So memela, it's like called the yoytze from enos vucho. But that's hard to say, because the Magid Mishnah says that we don't say the Isur Yetze min atome tome only if it's from a lav. But if it's from a eser, we don't say Yetze min atome tome. And it brings a raya, because cholav of a isha, that a tinek is yonik is mutter, because they're tinek. But it's time to be yonik, cholav from a isha is also the eser. And for besar odom is the eser. No, excuse me. Cholav from a isha is not also. Means to eat from a person, the basar odom, basar malchesh tam is be'eseh. And we say that a cholov that comes out from the isha is mutter. Even though to eat her, she's a yitzer eseh. And the cholov that comes out should be a yitzer min atome. Even so, we say that it's not, that it's mutter to drink cholov from the isha. Why is it mutter to drink cholov from the isha? It's yitzer min atome from the yitzer eseh. So the Magid Mishnah says, so we don't say that it's also be Yisur Yoyse only if it comes from a lav, but not if it comes from a eser. So you have to say that the Neidah B'Yehuda means not that it's a Yoyse min atome, only kilu, it's the etzem Yisur, it's the etzem behema that's also, so the cholav is also, it's like in itself is the bosar min achai. That it itself was came off of the behemah menelas also. The place he says, if we would say that the hava mina was that it's also because of eiver minachai, the cholav is eiver minachai. So how could Avraham Avinu give to the three malachim the vayikachem of the cholav? How could he give them milk? But it's also lebnei noach because of eiver minachai. So we see that it's not an iser eiver minachai. Wouldn't be also. What's the hava min of the Gemara? And the same thing we find now in the shita mekubetzes on the side of the Gemara brings a raya from Avraham Avinu. So the place he says therefore that it's not an iser of eiver minachai. It's only an iser of yoytze min atome from hatmei. And the iser of yoytze min atome that's called hatmei less or tiran veroitvon that is only by Yisrael. But by a Ben Noach, he doesn't have that Isa of Yotze Min HaTomei. Menel Avraham Avinu was able to give it to Bnei Noach, but Yisrael, he couldn't give it. So we have a few pshatim in the Gemara. What the Gemara meant, if the Gemara meant Eivor Min HaChai, like Basar Min HaChai, or the Gemara meant Yotze Min HaTomei, or maybe it means that it's the behemoth itself, like a foot of a behemoth, a part of the behemoth that came off in its orphan. Then the Gemara says, so how do we really know that kol of a behema tahara is mutar b'achila? The Gemara wants to bring a raya from basar b'cholov. Since the Torah had to ask for basar b'cholov, only when it's cooked with milk and meat is also. But if the milk was by itself, it would be mutar. If not, the Torah didn't have to ask for basar b'cholov if it was also from before. So raya, that cholov is mutar, and basar b'cholov is also. So they ask, the Gemara says, you know, the Beud and others, they ask, it says the Gemara Menachos Daf Chof Alev, Zeiri says, Dam Shabishlo is Mutar, it's not over all of. Some say it's Mutar Legamri. It's not called Dam for Isur of Achilas Dam. Rashi explains, because only Dam that's Royal Chapora on the Mizbeach is also Belav of Dam. But the Dam that's cooked, it's not Royal for the Mizbeach, it's not also Beisur Dam. So they ask, how does the Gemara say that Basar B'cholov is also, but Cholov itself would be, is that we bring a right that if Cholov would be Osur, so Basar B'cholov, we didn't have to Osur it by itself. They ask it, but since the Cholov would have been Osur because of Dam, the Gemara is half, I mean, it was because of Dam. And Dam Shebishloi is Mutar, so Basar B'cholov is always Dam Shebishloi, the Cholov is always Mevushal. So Menela, the Torah has to answer it. If it would be only because of the Yisur Cholov, the regular Yisur of the Havamin of Cholov, because of Dam, so it would be Mutar because it's Dam Shebishlo. But since it's Basar B'cholov, so the Torah answered it. So what's the Raya of the Gemara? So the Nod of Yudah says, Abamis, the Gemara doesn't hold of Zeiri. This is a Machlokes HaSugya. Zeiri and Menachos hold that Dam Shebishlo is not over Olav. And this Gemara here holds that Dam Shebishlo, you are over Olav. So Nod debuted the son and decided, as I go, and he says that anyway the Gemara couldn't go like the Iri from the beginning of the Gemara, not only the end of the Gemara that wants to learn out from Basar B'cholov. The beginning of the Gemara says Dam Necha V'Nas Cholov, so Cholov should be also because of the Isur Dam, but Cholov for sure is not Mutar on the Mizbech. The Kapora of the Korban has to be Alidei Dam, and the Dam changed into Cholov, so it's for sure Dome to Dam Shebishloi. So what does the Gemara say? It should be Osir, it's not Dam. So you see from this Gemara that it doesn't go with the sheet of the Iri. Only Afilu Dam that changed then Shebishloi is also in the Isur of Dam. There's interesting Chazanish that he says that if it would be Shayach that the Dam should turn into Cholov into Behemah, so the Cholov itself would, it could have been theoretically Mutar to be Zorik on the Mizbeach. According to that Chazanish, I think it's in Siman Yud Beis in Yoredeya, so this Raya wouldn't be a Raya, but it's hard to understand that it could be Mutar to be Zorik Cholov on the Mizbeach. There's a Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simon Pei Zayin that has a Chakira. The din is that Cholov milk that you milked a cow when it was alive is called Cholov and it's Mutar Bachila and it's also in Basar B'cholov. But Cholov Shchuta that you found after the Shchita inside the Behemah, that's not called Midoraisa, it's not called Cholov for the Isur of Basar B'cholov. So the question is, Rabbi Kvega says, a ben pekua, that's the animal that they shechted the mother, and you found the uber inside. So the shechita helped also for the uber, even though he might be alive, and he could grow up and go around in the field. So he's mutar b'achila midoraiser without shechita, because we learn out from a pasuk called b'behema tochelu. Anything that's inside of behema, the mother that was shechted is mutar, so the vlad is also mutar, and even the chelu of the vlad is mutar, the dam is not mutar. So the question is, Cholov Shchut is not called Cholov Midoraisa. Is Cholov of a Ben Pekua that grew up and now he's giving milk, do we say that that Cholov is like Cholov Shchut, or since the animal itself is called the Shochut, so the name of this Cholov is called Cholov Shchut and it's not Cholov Legabe Bosor, the Cholov or anything that has to do with milk? Or the whole reason is that Cholov Shchuto is not called Cholov Midoraisa, because it says Lois of Ashur Gdiba Chalev Imo, just like a Cholov of an aim, that she's right to be an aim. But if she's Shochut, it's not right to be an aim. But a Ben Tkua is right to be an aim, so Menela, it could be his milk is called Bachalev Imo, and it is called milk Legabe Bosor B'Cholov. So Rabbi Chimeja wants to bring a raya from the Gemara here. The Gemara says that because the Torah asked Bosor B'Cholov, we see that all the time Cholov is Muta, because if it would be also, you wouldn't have to ask her Bosor B'Cholov. So Rabbi Kivega says, maybe we'll say that all the time Bosor, all the time Cholov is also. Why did the Torah have to ask her Bosor B'Cholov? Because there's a certain place where Cholov is Muta, like Cholov of a Ben Pekua, because Kol Babei Mutar Chaylu. So that milk of a Ben Pekua, if you cooked it with meat, so the Torah asked it. So Menela, it's no right. We could still say that Cholov always is Osir. Only by Bosor B'Cholov, the special Isur is by Cholov of a Ben Pekua. So we see from here, so Rabbi Shvega brings a right, so we see from here that the Cholov of a Ben Pekua is always called it's called a cholov of a shochut. It's not called cholov. It's called cholov shchut. The mele, it's never called cholov. Even the gabi bosor b'cholov. So the Gemara couldn't bring that as a, couldn't use that. So the mele, the Gemara could bring a raya. The Chassam Sofer says that lefi the man domar dam nechav anase cholov. So we know that by ben pekua everything is mutar chutz from the dam. The dam is still awesome. So Menela, Dam Ben Pekua is not Muta. So what happens? Dam Nekav and Asa Cholov. The Dam of a Ben Pekua was also and became Cholov. So the Cholov is also because of the Yisur Dam. So Menela, it still wouldn't be a Raya. Rabbi Kivega's Raya, his Kasher from the Gemara, would only be Leman Domar, Beimo B'chayel, the Man Domar, the Eberam is passing that he doesn't hold Dam Nekav and Asa Cholov. So over there we would say, Kol Ba Beimo Tachelo is Matar Cholov. So if the man doma dam nechav and asher cholov, so it wouldn't be matzir cholov. That's where some services are menele. The Gemara wouldn't want to say something that's totally in man doma. Another thing that some surfer says is there's a ran. The ran says that by ben pekua what's mutar kol ba beimot ochelu is anything that's called a ochel, a food, but not a mashke. Dam is, why is dam of a ben pekua also and it's not mutar? Because the Torah only was matzir tochelu. And not mashkin. Dam is a mashkin. There's sort of some service says, so cholov also is a mashke of a ben pekua. And the mashke of cholov would not be mutar, so mamela, even cholov of a ben pekua in any case would be also. So the new sefer of Rebbe Yoshev just came out on Chorus, so he asked that you can't say what the Chassam Sofer says, because what we say, kol ba be'ema tochelu, is anything that would be also without that, like chaylev. Chaylev is also, so we say kol ba beima to chaylu, that now it's mutar to eat it because it's from a ben pekua. But why would be cholav also? Why would be cholav also lefida hava mina? Because it's yoseh mina tome. It comes out from a eber mina chay. It comes from the beima that's also. So that's why cholav would be also. But if we say a ben pekua is mutar, because kol ba beima tochelu, so the whole ben pekua is a tor, so yoytze min a tor. So anyway, the cholov should be tor. You can't say that the cholov is a mashke because the mashke is osur. The whole reason cholov would be osur is because it comes from a ochel, because it's yoytze min a tomi. But if it comes from ben pekua, so ben pekua itself is tor, so it's yoytze min a tor, it should be really tor. There's another halacha we could mention. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that cholov is mutar, and when you cook the cholov, it has whey. That means you make cheese, and then what's left, the cheese becomes one piece, and what's left is water with pieces. Then if you cook, that's called mei cholov. Mei cholov is mutar. And when you cook it up and it separates the pieces from the what's left is water, that's called Meimei Cholav. Some say that's also, and some say that it's Mutar. Some say that it's Mutar because the Shach learns that since the Torah was Megala, that the Maske of Cholav that comes out from the Beim is Mutar, so anything that comes out is Mutar. Some say it's also because the Torah was only after Cholav. But the Meimei Cholav, that's when it's separate, so it's a different Metzias, a different Shem, so that's also. And they bring a raya that could be such a thing, just like Dam Eivorim. Dam Eivorim means Dam that was inside the Eivorim and didn't separate. If the Shech Sabeim, you're allowed to eat the meat with that Dam. Or if it's separated, it came out of the Eivorim, then it's also. So you see, it could be something that's mixed up with the Ochel, then it's also, then it's Mutar. Then when it's separated, then it became also. That's a few dinim legabe the din of cholav. Then the next daf, the Gemara says that vash devorim, honey from bees, is mutar to eat. Why? Because the devorim, the bees, they don't really make the honey. They just suck out the nectar from the flowers, from the grass, and it goes through their body and comes out the way it came in. So the bees don't really have a Hashpo, they don't really make it. The Manela is just like the water that came in, came out, the Manela is Mutar. So, I was thinking if we say something in Divrei Agoda, the difference between Cholov and Vash. Cholov is, the Gemara says, Dam Nechar Benasa Cholov. The Dam itself is processed inside the Behema and it turns into Cholov. Vash is not processed in the bee, it just goes through the bee and it comes out in the form of honey. The Gemara says the Ramah brings down in Hilchos Shavuos that on Shavuos he eats cholav and he eats honey, because it says Torah nimshelo lecholav nimshelo ledvash dvash vecholav tachas l'shem. So we can say pshat that it has the Torah. You need it both ways to learn. You need to learn iyun to think a lot and to work hard on understanding. And you need also b'kiyas to know a lot of yediyas and learning. And that's the dvash and the cholav. The cholav is connected to yegiyah, connected to amelus. Dam necha v'nas the cholav. You have to work with your revives, dam that you have today to make, today to understand Divrei Torah. That's the cholav. Then you have the dvash. Dvash is that it just goes in and goes out like b'kiyas that you take in and then you use it together, the cholav and the dvash, that's called a complete picture of how to learn Torah.